It's really down to the developers as they get their finger out and get this resolved today. Not wait till next month or next week or whatever. People have already lost too much so far. The businesses have lost out. There is that lady that is trapped within her home that she cannot, because she can't access, because the footpaths aren't designed at them points for her crossing the road. And that is where that's understandable, that she is caught and that she is trapped within her own home. And it is wrong, but it needs to be sorted. It needs to be sorted now. That's...
So...
No more excuses. No more excuses. It has to be done.
The developer, I'd imagine, is all too well aware of these issues. And you've said that Sligo County Council's hands are effectively tied, but are they? Are you sure that there's absolutely no other avenue to be explored by the local authority? Could they go down the legal route at this point?
So, if they go down a legal route, like at the end of the day, and not this stuff, when you're dealing with the likes, if it is fact, which I have been told, that it was that there's asbestos and that in those buildings, and if I'm not mistaken, I think some of them buildings, the facade of those buildings are protected structures, and there's an awful lot of legality in that aspect of things. If they went down the legal route, it could actually take an awful lot longer than what they're hoping that it would take, because it's not something that you just come and go down a legal route overnight and then it's resolved straight away. As it is at the moment, we've seen a situation back in the 90s or around 2000 there within High Street, but it actually went on for years where we've seen a building being propped up at the bottom of High Street. And that went on for years. We do not want to see that with this building above. We want to see that gone. We want to see that completely cleared. And we want to see whatever works is going to be taking place within in that site if that it started. Because it is an eyesore at the moment. And as I said, it is unfair to the businesses in the area. It is unfair to the people that's living in that area. And it is unfair to anybody with a disability that has access to that area.